I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Israel has long boasted of having the world's highest number of high-tech startups per capita. Now Israel's president is looking to use that high-tech prowess to start up something else. New research focused on the human brain, which is why brain technology movers and shakers from all over the globe convened in Israel recently to show off the gadgets they're developing to tap into our craniums. The world's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's 90-year-old president is obsessed with the brain. He even has this kind of wacky idea to build an Einstein museum in the shape of the Jewish physicist's brain. President Shimon Peres told an audience of brain researchers why gray matter matters.
We have a brain on our shoulders that makes our decisions for us without asking us, without explaining to us how does it do it. And we go around wondering. We're strangers to ourselves.
His vision is to turn Israel into a factory of neuroscience, modeled after Israel's successes in high-tech startups. So he presided over last week's first Israeli brain tech conference. An international committee of judges, including Nobel laureates, awarded $1 million to a team from Brown University, led by John Donahue, director of Brown's Brain Institute. His award? A bronze brain.
This is quite an awesome-looking award.
It's really cool, yeah. It's really amazing.
Doesn't look like the Oscar, but...
Oh, it's better than the Oscar.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Donahue's brain gate sounds fantastical.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Better. Stronger. Faster.
That's actually not so far off. BrainGate helps paralyzed patients move a robotic arm with their mind.
The idea of the technology is to implant a tiny sensor into the brain. This little sensor picks up patterns of activity, electrical impulses, that get translated into a command signal. And it can mean simple things like move the arm up, right, left, up or down.
There were other cool brain technologies on display at the conference, though some of them were mostly for fun. One Israeli gadget uses brain waves to help compose music. Here's what my brain sounds like. Yeah, my brain's kind of a snoozer. Another new technology out of Austria called Intendix actually reads your mind. You stare at a digital keyboard and spell out words onto a screen just by thinking about each letter. It's to help paralyzed people who can't talk communicate. Gunter Kraus gets me outfitted for a demo.
I'm putting the cap on your head, and this is used to keep the electrodes in position.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
There's still a huge gap, by the way, between what we know about the brain and what we can do with that knowledge to make us, well, bionic. But we're slowly getting there. Even Gunter Kraus couldn't believe how well his mind-reading cap worked as the computer guessed what letters I was spelling out in my head. For
W. O, yes.
Yes.
R, L, D.
D, all right.
The world.
I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.